Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Blake.
And this is Brian.
And we want to take a second to tell you about one of our fine sponsors of the podcast. That is Faith Attire.
Faith Attire.
That's right. Finding answers in the heart. If you go to faithattire.co right now and browse their catalog, you're going to see something that you love. I guarantee it.
That's Brian, right.
What's the promo code that people can use today?
If you use the promo code NRP116, you'll get 15% off any of their goods.
Sweet. Check them out, guys.
Hi, I'm Frank, the competent one.
And I'm John, the smart one.
And we're from the podcast relevant to our interests.
And you're listening to the Not Religious Podcast.
In the house tonight. Whoop, 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 everybody in the house tonight. Whoop, whoop, yeah. Whoop, everybody in the house tonight. Whoop, 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 everybody in the house tonight. Whoop, whoop. I came here knocking down your door. I came here looking to hit the floor. Whoop, everybody in the house tonight.
Whoop, everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Whoop,
everybody in the house tonight. Whoop.
Welcome back to the Not Religious Podcast. My name is Blake.
And I am Brian.
We are here today to tell you about the Lord. Hey, hey.
And how people suck.
Wazoop, Brian.
Wazoop.
Hey.
What's that from?
It's a song called Wazoop. We weren't here last week.
I mean, we were here.
No, we weren't here.
We existed.
Were any of us really here?
Are any of us ever really here?
There was a hurricane.
Hurricane.
So, we didn't do anything last week.
Hurricane Dory.
I was too busy.
Dorian.
Making sure that my wife was safe and making sure that she had shelter. So I was boarding the walls of our house, gathering up all the crops and making sure we had plenty of water.
Yeah.
And getting, you know, LED lanterns.
Because we normally
run off of solar power.
We normally do the podcast on Thursdays.
Yes.
But that's when the hurricane was gonna come.
It was a hurricane.
And so we were gonna do it on Wednesday.
Yeah, but what's the fun in that when the hurricane's coming?
Well, so I had to drive an hour away. I didn't have to. So I moved my mom. I didn't move my mom. My mom moved to the town in which I live.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't have a generator.
Okay. That's what you were doing.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I drove like an hour and a half away to get her a generator.
Yeah.
So I text you. We were going to do it. And I was like, yeah, it's probably not going to be a good day because it's 4:30. And yeah. I'm en route to Darlington.
Yeah, wasn't happening.
It wasn't going to happen.
And hurricane.
And the hurricane was coming. So that wasn't, it just wasn't going to happen.
And did you watch any of the news conferences about the hurricane?
Like from the governor?
Yeah, that's how he says hurricane.
No, is it really?
He said it over and over and over. I don't even know what our governor's name is. What's his name, Brian?
I don't know. McMaster.
Is that
McMillan.
It?
McMillan.
McAllister.
Kevin McAllister.
Kevin McAllister is our mascot.
Our mascot.
He's our South Carolina mascot. No, our South Carolina mascot is Mark Sanford. Went on that Appalachian Trail.
That was Mark Sanford.
Yeah.
Which he just announced he's running
for
president.
He's running for president. I saw that coming, though. In fact, I think you called that, didn't you? When we did the family episode, which thank you for listening to, by the way. That one's gotten a hefty amount of streams. So,
yeah, more than the
Marty Sampson and John Cooper. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I thought was weird.
Maybe it's the government.
Probably is.
They want to listen in, hear what we had to say.
Probably is the government. I'm adjusting my EQ as we talk.
You're so fine. I can talk. I can talk a little bit. Sorry. Because if you want to adjust your EQ before we get started with today's discussion,
yeah,
I have a news story I'll just share with people. I think this news article is the reason I have such terrible gas.
What?
You ready?
Yeah. That doesn't even make sense.
Well, you'll see. It involves some of your favorite musical acts. So Rowdy Florida Georgia Line concert turns into a full-on worship service.
Yeah, it does.
When Chris Tomlin shows up.
Shut up.
Country Music's Florida Georgia Line invited renowned worship leader and Christian artist, Chris Tomlin.
You know those drunk Christian rednecks were loving
every
that.
Bit of it. Chris Tomlin up to the stage during their sold-out Atlanta concert last week. While on stage, the band's Tyler Hubbard explained that the group was thrilled to be able to welcome Tomlin to the stage.
I wonder how that, like, how does that happen?
I'll tell you how it happens. Oh. Quote, "We get to do something we've been looking forward to for a long time," Hubbard said. God really does have a sense of humor. A few months back, we got to meet one of our heroes, and we ended up connecting with him and building a friendship and a brotherhood.
What?
We ended up getting to write a lot of songs and been hanging out a ton. So, you may hear a K-Love song with before Florida, too long Georgia that Line? Florida Georgia Line co-wrote. band members Hubbard and Brian Kelly, who have been longtime fans of Tomlin's work, played Christian music together when they were younger.
Shut up.
Singing songs from Tomlin's massive songbook in church. Wow. Quote, "This is probably one of the coolest moments for us," said Hubbard. Yeah. "It's truly a full circle God thing."
Wow. I had no idea Florida Georgia Line was spiritual.
As Tomlin took the stage, he said, "This is crazy. I've sung this song over the world, and now I'm here with these two brothers."
Are they brothers?
No. Oh. They're brothers in Christ.
Oh.
Yes, thank you. The musicians then broke into a rendition of "How Great Is Our God," followed by "How Great Thou Art."
Oh, great.
The band shared the video of the performance on Facebook this past Tuesday, captioning it, "Still in awe of what happened." The video is 6 minutes long, but I swear it's worth it. At the time of this writing, it has been viewed more than 1.9 million times. So this article came out 2 days ago. So there, or a day ago. So it's probably well over that now. Anyway, Brian,
that's a lot
your thoughts.
Of views. That is a lot.
It
of
is.
Views.
Your thoughts.
My thoughts. That's awesome.
Would you enjoy a Chris Tomlin mashup?
Il Tadana.
With FGL. I had to think about it. For
no.
Me. You know, their douchey drummer has three bass drums when he plays.
Why is he a douche, though? Why are you calling him a douche?
Because he doesn't need three bass drums.
You don't know that? You don't... Listen.
They don't need bass drums. They don't need drums at all. Have you heard their stuff recently?
I haven't, because I do not listen to
country music. There's no live drums.
Even though... Hey, listen. Have you listened to any of the Andy Mineo podcasts?
No, not yet.
Did I already ask you that?
You did, right before we started. I have not. Not yet.
So, he's got a song... Oh, God, what is the name of it? Anything But Country.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this the other day.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I listened to the song first. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's catchy. He's probably doing that because that...
Old Town Road.
Old Town Road came out. Okay, I get it.
Take my horse to the hotel room.
That's what I thought it said. Like,
that's what Allie thought it said, too.
That's what I thought it said legit for a long time.
Bestiality.
What?
Take my horse to the hotel room.
Anyway, so I'm listening to the podcast that he's doing. He explains that song was written in 2014.
Yeah.
And like everything.
It's been a while.
Like surrounded. Was that from 2014?
That was not. That's from way back.
But you know,
he's
like everything.
In country too.
Everything surrounding. Why he wrote that song.
Yeah.
And it made me appreciate it so much more. Yeah. It's a catchy tune.
I liked it. Yeah, you played it for me. Did you know that the singer of Stained has a few country albums?
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. And it's actually not bad. It's pretty good.
He's got
Aaron Lewis.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. He's got that voice.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't know that he's the singer of Stained. I have to explain that to them.
A lot of people probably don't know who Stained is.
I just know way too much about
music.
Yeah. It's going to make you sick, especially when I get to my song pick today. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Oh, hey, Brian, what's up? I just saw you over there squatting 800 pounds, and I noticed your shirt that you're wearing.
That's right. I wouldn't be able to squat like I do if I didn't have the faith of Jesus on my chest. This is my active faith sports shirt.
That's amazing. Hey, Brian, where can I get one of those shirts?
If you head on over to activefaithsports.com, use the promo code NRP116, you could get 15% off.
No way.
Way.
Okay, I'm going to go do that right now.
You better and get swole like me.
That's right. So, Brian, what do you want to talk about this week?
Yeah, so I was driving in my car, taking the kids to school, and I had this thought, like, so when I take the kids to school, I normally listen to Bob and Sherry.
Yeah.
That's a morning talk show or whatever. The reason I listen to that is because Avery likes hearing hits from the 80s, 90s, and today.
God bless her.
Right? You know, at least it's not Caleb anymore.
Thank God. Yeah.
And so I just get hooked listening to it.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan, but it gives me something to listen to in the morning when I'm taking the kids.
I like Bob and Sherry.
Yeah. So someone called in or something. Anyway, it was talking about basically customer service and having to put on a front.
Yeah.
Not a front, but having to be fake. And so I went and dropped the kids off, came back home, and I could not get that thought out of my head about how everyone puts on a front.
Yeah.
Everyone lies. They live a
all
lie.
The time.
We are living a lie in front of other people. Some more than others. Some less than others.
Yeah.
But how did we get there? Why do we do it? And can we be different?
Yeah.
Because as much as what we would like to live, you know, the Bible teaches us to be our own selves and to be set apart.
Yeah.
But I feel like we get in our way of that. So if we were to truly be ourselves, like, well, I don't know, like, it's hard for me to wrap my head around because I don't normally do traditional things.
No.
Especially when it comes to traditional, we do it this way in the South type stuff.
Right.
Like my kids do not say yes, ma'am, or yes, sir.
Right.
They say yes or no. Mm-hmm. When they're with your mom, they'll say yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because she prefers that. But I don't require my kids to say yes, ma'am, yes, sir.
Yeah.
And they've turned out fine.
Oh, yeah.
They have respect for adults.
You have like very respectful.
Right.
Children.
Right. So just like that, you know, like I don't conform.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to say. And I tend to say things that other people won't say.
Yeah.
It's just my personality. Sometimes it's no filter. Sometimes it's like, I just don't give a crap.
Yeah.
And sometimes I shouldn't do that. And more often than not, I find myself censoring what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to wonder, should I be doing that? You know, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
How real am I?
Yeah.
I feel like the only people who truly know who you are just a select few people in a group. Shouldn't the world know truly who you are and how you are?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So
that's kind of where I was.
For instance, you know, you see somebody at church and it's, you're really not a close friend of this person. you're more like an acquaintance. You go to church together, but you're not like you wouldn't lay your life down for this guy. You know what I mean? Hey, how are you?
They're not coming to your kid's birthday party.
Nah. How are you? Are you really concerned about how they're doing? Oh, good. How are you doing?
Right. So if the answer would have been like, actually, I'm doing pretty bad. Instantly, I feel like the person's like, oh, crap. What did I just get myself into?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where, and a lot of times I don't have a problem telling someone I don't care.
Yeah.
Perfect example. We were in Texas. We were in Texas to perform. Where performance was a tailgating scene. We're supposed to act like we're tailgating,
yeah,
or whatever. And so, the group I'm in, we have fold out chairs. You know, like the portable fold out chairs.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're tailgating chairs.
Yeah,
blue and red. So there's people on the other side of the stage that have fold out chairs. Same color scheme.
Yeah.
So the girl comes up to me and she says, hey, you have my chair. I'm like, does it matter?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what's it matter?
We're just sitting there.
Right. And she's like, oh, well, it matters because we have this whole thing that we're doing and the chairs tie into it. I'm like, really? What's this thing that you're doing? And then she proceeded to tell me this made up scenario about it's a family outing and the brother and the sister and I let her get about three sentences into it and I said, you know what? I don't care.
Take the chair.
Just take the chair. Like, all right, stop. Chair,
get out of my face. All right,
whatever. Just and the look on her face was like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, I don't care about your backstory about this fake tailgating party we're about to go to. Like that's just not. I asked why, and I thought I was going to get an answer like, oh, you know, we just need it, or it goes with our theme, and leave it there.
Yeah.
I would have given whatever, you know. I was just, I don't know why I asked why. I guess I was just curious.
Oh, God, what have I done?
Right. And instantly, she started talking, and I was like, oh, my, like, I don't give a crap.
I messed up.
Right. And so I was like, all right, stop, like. I honestly don't care.
I'm going to stop you right there, Karen. Right. I simply don't care.
And the look on her face was like, I cannot believe he just said that. And
everything that everyone said about you while in Texas was confirmed right there.
What did they say about me?
Oh, you didn't. Never mind. Continue.
No, go back. Someone said something about me. Just kidding. I want to know.
I'm just kidding, are Brian. You know? No, I don't said anything. Continue.
What did they say?
Didn't say anything. I'm just kidding.
Are you though?
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Would you tell me if you weren't kidding?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll tell you when we stop recording whether I'm being serious or not.
Oh my God.
But I'm being serious.
Okay. So anyway. So.
Oh God, this guy is a jerk.
Right. So she walks away and I'm thinking to myself, huh, I don't know if you were standing there or not.
No, I missed it. I had a foam finger. I was flipping you off the whole time with the foam finger.
Right. I think Lee was standing there. Yeah. And Lee turned to me and goes, Brian, why would you say that? And I was like, because I didn't care what she was talking about. Would you rather me sit here and listen through the bull crap? Like, I don't.
Yeah.
So I tend to stop people, but I try to filter myself like from doing that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I should. And like another thing, like, if you're at church and someone comes up and is like, hey, pray for my aunt.
Yeah.
Because she's dying and this stuff. And then they go into this huge story. About four sentences in, you know you've checked out.
Yeah.
You know, because they're just repeating.
You're hoping somebody's going to call you.
Right.
Or someone will come get you.
And that sounds horrible. Yeah. But why can't you just say, hey, man. That sucks for your aunt. But I don't need the whole backstory.
Yeah.
Like, why is that rude? I don't know. Anyway, I feel like instead of doing that, you indulge that person because it's the right thing to do or it's the polite thing to do.
Yeah.
When honestly the thoughts in your head are like, man, I wish this would end.
Yeah.
Or why did I ask the question? Why? I feel like that we're not being true to ourselves.
Yeah.
Because you're having those thoughts, That's how you really feel, but you're not conveying that because of some social norm or something like that.
Yeah. So you're on that end of it to that extreme where you don't care. Me,
not
I feel
all
like,
the time, but
not all the time, but you know, a good majority of the time, I'm on the other end.
You're on the exact opposite.
I'm way too nice. And I will get caught up talking to those people for 30 minutes, having them unload. Sometimes I care. Most of the time I don't. But I can never bring myself to be like, I'm going to stop you there. I'm just going to stop. I don't need all that.
No matter where we are, there will be a person who approaches you that maybe has had some affiliation with you or your family at some point in time in their life. And you get in a in-depth conversation with them.
Yeah.
They stop and it's not just like, hey, how's it going? It's like your food's getting cold conversation type deal. And your dad was the same way.
I think that's who I get it from.
I remember going.
My mom's the same way too. There's no hope for me.
I remember going to.
I was just going to be nice to everybody.
I remember going to Lowe's with your dad once.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got in. We got into his truck. It was an old white dually.
Yes.
And it was so loud.
You can't hear. He can't hear you talk. You can't hear him talk.
There was no talking on the way there. Because it sounded like a F-16 was taking off inside the cab of
and
the
truck. And the radio's blaring.
Radio's full blast.
Yeah.
Playing beach music.
He couldn't hear with crap.
Right. We get to Lowe's. And I forget what we were going to get. It was a clamp or something like that.
Yeah.
One part. One little thing. I was helping him do something. An hour and 40 minutes later, we leave Lowe's.
Yeah.
Because he stopped. Not he stopped. He people would see him and they would just start talking.
Yeah.
And at one point there was someone who stopped and talked to him and then we started walking. He's like, he looked at me, he goes, I have no idea who that person is. And I'm like, you just spent 11 minutes talking with them. And you have no idea who that person is.
Yep. Yeah. It's a sickness and a curse. I'm just kidding. No, I think that's why every job I've had has been customer service. So I guess part of it comes from that too. I'm just used to dealing with the public. So therefore I can make conversation with literally anyone.
I think as it relates to a job, I don't see that much of a problem with it.
No, in fact, it's a good thing there.
Right. You want to be courteous. You want to represent your company well. When that bleeds over into our personal lives, which I think it has tremendously, like to the point to where I don't know. I can read people pretty well.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I'm just like, oh, they're full of crap.
Yeah.
You know, you could just tell, like, you're not my friend.
And I feel the same way. I've had to almost train myself to figure out when people are full of crap because I work in customer service and I have for so long. So, with that aspect, being nice to people is what you want. Like, nothing against you, but you in customer service would not be good. In fact,
no.
How long did you have that job at that restaurant?
One day.
And you were
approximately 4 hours.
So
I was
the
host.
Right. So some people it just doesn't work, right? Now we've had other, you know, we worked together for a little bit and that was kinda customer service contract.
Yeah, we dealt with the public.
Right.
And customers.
And those people can get nasty. Doing what I'm doing now, people can get nasty. Auto repair, people can get real nasty about their cars. You have to figure out, you have to fake it because like sometimes you're like, you're not going to freaking talk to me that way. And as much as I would like to fire back with something in the long run, it would be bad. So just kind of have to deal with it.
And I think that's okay. I think that's okay to do that in the customer service world. Have you ever had this one? Have you ever had like you're going through something? You know, someone will tell you, I'll be praying for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, you're not.
No.
You're not going to be praying for me.
Yeah.
80% of that is BS.
It's bullcrap. Right, so.
Very few people actually do that.
So
I've been guilty of it. I've said it.
Right,
I've said
and
it.
I have too. And I've said it recently and knew good and well. I'm not going to be. Here's why, though. I don't pray as often as people think that I should, right?
Here we go.
I'm burying myself a very deep hole. People already know I don't read my Bible. So, I don't pray every day. You know what I mean? That's just a little too repetitive and too routine for me. You know, some people, and look, if it works for you, that's wonderful. Keep doing it. I don't wake up every day, roll out of bed, get on my knees, and before I start my day, pray and thank God for everything that he's done. He knows I'm thankful.
You
I don't
have,
feel the need to do that.
You have unique experiences with God
yeah.
that are more organic.
Yeah.
So you would sometime throughout your day talk to God.
At some point.
And yeah. Right. Instead of having a routine.
Yeah.
Which is completely understandable.
Got a tough situation. I don't know how to approach it. And I'm also really bad about saying God told me that this was the right thing to do. Like, very cautious about that.
Like, what do you mean? You say that a lot?
Big decision. Yeah, I say that a lot. Like, big decisions.
You
right?
say God told me to do this?
No, like, I don't say that. A lot of people do.
Right,
a
right,
lot
right,
of people
right.
Are
I was going
like,
to say, I've never
no,
heard
I've
you
never
say
said
that.
That. I never will say that.
You've kind of said it with your job situation.
So.
You felt led that God.
Right.
You know, this, and this.
Yeah.
Were signs that God was leading you in this
and
way.
That's how I've always approached big decisions. So if it falls into, hey, God, I don't know if this is the right thing for me to do. I know I'm not going to audibly hear your voice and tell me yes or no.
Well, the evangelical.
Yeah. God told me. Like, I'm not that person.
You could, though, Blake.
If I was living right, if I was living right and I was living... Christ-like, then maybe.
And tithing.
And tithing, 10%. But I've always sat back, said, you know what? I don't know what the best decision is. I'm going to let you work this out for me. If it falls into place, I know it was meant to be. If it doesn't, I'll move on to the next thing. That's how I've approached every big decision in my life.
Sure.
So that being said, those are the times where I talk to God. Sometimes I angrily pray to God and be like, hey, you know what? This sucks. Why are you doing this?
Right.
You know, what is your problem? I've said that. I've said that out loud, audibly, speaking directly to God. What is your problem?
Yeah.
Why is this happening to me? What did I do?
Yeah.
To deserve something like this, and you better fix it.
Right.
And I'm okay with admitting that.
Yeah. I think a lot of people have had those same thoughts or said those same things.
Yeah.
The problem is they don't admit it and act like they don't have those same thoughts or same feelings and will be quick to say something like, well, that's not Christ-like.
Right.
That's not, you know, that's not the representation of Jesus. You know,
right.
I thought you were supposed to be a Christian.
But to me, I feel like that's a more genuine relationship with God. So there are, while I may be, I guess you can say I'm fake to a lot of people because they're, you know, I will sit there and talk with someone and carry on a conversation. And I, you know, if I do make it obvious that I don't want to be talking to that person, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to make it obvious, but I think I'm good at hiding it for the sake of the other person. Like, I don't want to hurt people's feelings. And now everyone's going to question talking to me.
So I wanted to, and the reason I brought that scenario type stuff up is because I want to go a little bit deeper. And because I think we have trained ourselves because of those situations.
Yeah.
Because we allow ourselves to, I mean, I don't know how else to say it, but be fake in those types of situations or whatever. I think it has bled into deeper parts of our lives.
Yeah.
Not just those type situations.
Yeah.
Actual personality and actual parts of our lives that become fake because of what we want to display or we don't want to display due to social norms, due to judgment, due to all of those things. And I think that that is the exact opposite of what Christ wants us to do.
Yeah.
But it's so encouraged as well,
yeah,
in our society to be that way. Yeah. And it's almost like, wait a minute, I thought we were supposed to be different, but,
yeah,
but we're not. Like,
yeah,
like we're allowing this fear of being ourselves. Like how in the world can I be genuinely concerned with someone's spiritual walk if I can't be genuine myself?
Right.
Like, think about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
that's really deep.
If I'm lying to myself or I'm putting on this front.
Yeah.
How in the world is it possible for me to be concerned with someone else's,
yeah,
spiritualness or relationship with God? Like, that to me is just that's been on my mind. Like, I feel like a total fraud sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, because I am basically living a lie, trying to perpetrate this person that I think people want to see or need, yeah, to see. And then going to the gas station and, you know, my form of witnessing.
Yeah.
And like getting in my car and like feeling like I'm such a fraud. Like,
well,
that person doesn't know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I don't think there's too much harm in that, just because, like, I've always said, whenever my last day is up and people are reflecting on my life, did I go through the rule book and play it right? No, but you know what? Blake treated everybody equally. He genuinely loved people. He genuinely loved God. And, I think he did it right. That's what I want people to say. I don't want people to say, oh man, you know, he may have done X, Y, and Z in the rule book, but he was kind of a jerk.
Right.
You know?
So do you think that's what's going to happen to me?
No, because you're not a jerk in that sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not calling you a jerk, but what people would consider a jerk, like for instance, the lady that you were like, look, I don't need your backstory, right, but you shoot it straight with people and people come to you when they want a genuine answer. You know,
yeah.
Allie has made the comment about several things where she's like, well, you're always going to tell me what I want to hear. And to an extent, yeah, I will.
Because you want to protect her feelings.
Because I want to protect, yeah, your definitely, feelings. Yeah. Like, I'm not lying to you, but
right.
So I will try to, if I can't bring myself to lie to somebody, I'm going to dig and try to find some type of comfort in whatever that they're going through. Right. So, you know, whatever the situation, I will try to find the best way to be like, look, I can't give you a genuine answer because I am going to tell you what you want to hear. Here's the best possible scenario as, yeah, to why maybe you can make this situation work for you. Right. So I've got a weird way of approaching it. I want to be genuine and authentic too, but me being in customer service for so long,
that's what I'm saying. I think it just bleeds.
I'm automatically like that. And I'll carry on a conversation with anyone. We were talking about that, you know, we were trying to sign up for life groups and, you know, we didn't get the ones that we originally wanted. There's the potential to join some that we have no idea who these people are. And Allie's not 100% comfortable with that.
Yeah. Her personality
just doesn't blend that well. She's not extroverted. Right. So I can have a conversation with this wall right now if I wanted to. Something deep and theological with this wall. And we can become friends.
Right.
But that's not her, and that's okay. Not everybody is supposed to be that way.
Right.
So it's just it's in my DNA.
Yeah.
And I had no chance because both my parents were like that.
Yeah. I just look at it from a we try to be, it's that social norm thing. It's that what's expected of you. You know, like it's almost expected when someone comes up to you and is like, hey, I'm going through this thing or whatever. It's almost expected of you to say, I'll be praying for you. Yeah. You know, it's
yeah.
When in reality, you wanted the conversation to end before it began.
Yeah.
And I think that that bleeds into, like, I think we represent ourselves falsely even to God.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if anyone knows who we truly are, it's God. And
right.
I think we...
And we still fake it.
We still fake it towards God. With
people
God.
Like, would you act like that if Jesus was in the room right now? Well, he is. So, like, you know...
Right. Like, no matter what, he's here.
Right. So, yeah, I think I would. Still
right.
Act
I'm
that
still
way
acting this way.
Because he's here anyway.
Right.
You know?
And it's almost like it's almost like people prefer someone who's more concerned about their, how they're coming across rather than people being genuine.
Yeah.
Or being themselves.
Yeah. Around other, like church,
like
in church culture.
I live, you know, my life. This is how I am. This is who I am. Take it or leave it. You know, good, bad, yeah, and ugly. That to me is more attractive in getting to know someone rather than I know exactly what this person's going to say.
Yeah.
For every situation, no matter what we talk about.
Yeah.
No matter what comes up, I can play by play what this dude or chick is going to say.
Yeah. You know what kills me too is anytime there's a death in a family, the immense, I see it on Facebook a lot. If there's a death and, you know, someone gets on there and they say, hey, just to let everybody know, my grandma died, whatever. The amount of comments that say, I'm praying for you, which we've already covered how many of those people even pray every day, right? So, and I'm one of them.
What do you mean you're one of them?
I'm one of those people that would be like, man, I'm praying for you. But honestly, like, I'm trying to get to a point where, hey, if I say I'm praying for you, I need to take at least a second to actually. But, you know, rabbit hole, do you think that maybe me just telling somebody, hey, man, I'm praying for you,
gives them comfort?
Well, it gives them comfort, but do you think that maybe that kind of counts as a prayer? You know, like God knows your heart. You don't think so?
No.
So, see, like part of me is like, oh, maybe, you know, God knows my heart. He knows that I really do want this person to feel better. And no, I haven't gone through the steps said,
maybe,
dear Lord,
yeah,
I need you to touch and just go through this huge, like drawn out, like bring down fire from heaven prayer in front of people to make a show about it. You know, like I don't feel the need to do that. But if I tell somebody, hey, dude, I know you're going through a hard time. Just know I love you and I'm praying for you. And maybe that just counts. Like, God knows my heart. He knows I'm concerned. I don't know. And if I'm wrong about that, someone please correct me.
Don't use that as a crutch, though.
Not as a crutch, right.
You know.
Exactly. I got you. But, you know, when people, it really bothers me when people say, if you need anything, call me.
Right.
Because what if they do need you?
Right.
Are you really going to, what if they call you at 4 o'clock in the morning? My toilet is backed up.
Right.
And you're the only person that knows how to fix my toilet.
Yeah.
I know it's 4 in the morning, but I got to take a huge crap and the toilet is broken. I need you. You know, are you going to hop in the car? Are you going to find a way to wiggle your, you know, wiggle around it or, you know, just blow them off completely? You know,
right.
How genuine is that?
How genuine is it?
Right. I don't know. That bothers me.
Yeah.
So anytime I'm in a situation where someone has died, I'm very cautious to say, if you need anything, give me a call.
Yeah. So what I started doing was, if I genuinely want to, and this is probably sound, this is going to sound horrible. Like, I don't want to pray for everyone. Does that, I mean,
no.
Does that sound horrible or what, man?
It may sound horrible to some people, but I know you and I know where you're coming from.
Right. Like, I don't feel the need.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy. I'm not. If I see someone lost someone on Facebook, I don't like, I'm not just going to say I'm praying for you.
Right.
Like, because I'm not.
But, you know, if you had someone come through that door right now, and even if you didn't feel a closeness to that person like you would me, and but they came to you and they sought you out, I think you would be
hands
genuine.
Down.
Right.
Hands
down. I see, I know where you're coming from.
Right.
But you don't go out looking for people to say that you're praying for, just to make a statement about it so everyone else
can
see it.
Even if I come across it, even if I walk up on a conversation and someone's going through some crap, you know, I don't feel like, I don't feel the need to insert myself to say, hey, I'm going to be praying for you or whatever. So,
or come up and like lay hands on them. Right, oh, Father God. Like, I mean, that's the show. I don't like that.
Like, I don't know. Like, that may sound horrible, but I don't want to pray for everyone.
Yeah.
That probably sounds horrible.
No, I know where you're coming from. I know exactly where you're coming from. Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
Big fella.
So, I think what I started doing is, if I genuinely wanted to pray for someone or felt the need to pray for someone,
yeah,
I'd do it right then and there.
Just be like, hey, why don't we do it right now?
Instead of saying, I'll be praying for you, I'm like, hey, do you mind if I pray for you
or
pray with you real quick?
Yeah.
You know, like I take care of it right then and there.
Yeah. I've been in a situation similar to that.
Yeah.
Where someone asked me to pray for them on the spot.
On the spot.
And that's different because that is a comfort tool.
Yeah.
And that's great.
Yeah.
But I felt genuine in that prayer. I had someone come up to me and they, you know, had a death in their family and it was sudden and it was hard and it was, they needed some type of comfort and they don't have a close relationship with God. So to them, they sought me out. Hey, this is what happened. I'm very upset. Can you just pray for me? And I did that. I was like, do you want to do it right now? Yeah. Like, do you want to, we're alone. Do you want to do it right now? You know? And I felt like that was a good comforting thing to them, but I really meant everything that I said. And that was a genuine talk with God, you know?
Right. And, you know, I always ask, hey, do you mind if I pray for you right now? But now that I'm thinking about it, like, what are they going to say?
No.
No.
Not right now. Not right now.
Because I've had tons of people do that to me. Like, yo, I had someone straight up in a parking lot get down because I was having trouble with my feet, get down on their hands and knees in a parking lot.
Oh, Jesus.
And pray over my feet. Ugh. Ask Ann about that.
That's weird.
And she was like, hey, can I pray for you know, your ailment? I was like, yeah, sure.
Your ailment.
I mean, what are you going to say? No, I'm in a parking lot?
Or no,
I'm good? Like, homegirl straight up got on her hands and knees and started praying for my feet.
Did you take your shoes off?
No, I didn't.
But she would have asked you to take your shoes off?
I probably would have.
Oh.
I probably would have. Yes. What do you say to that?
I'm really glad I wasn't there.
But Anne was there, and I was standing there, and she's, you know, on bended knee, freaking praying. I love this. This woman, she's an awesome woman. And, you know, her intentions were pure and everything. But it was the most uncomfortable thing ever.
That's
like, I'm standing
much.
In the parking lot, and I'm just kind of like looking around, and Anne's looking at me, and I'm like, what the is happening? But if she would have been like, hey, can I get some oil and wash your feet with my hair. Or so, I would have been like, sure.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to say no.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, man. That ties into what we're talking about. Like,
yeah,
I should be able to say no.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. But people won't let you because then they think you're a dick.
Exactly. So would you rather someone?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do you I'm perfect. I said at the beginning that I'm censoring a lot of my stuff.
Mm-hmm. Which, if you need a bleep, I've got one.
Do you have a bleep?
Yeah.
No, I'm censoring I talk to people.
Sorry, not your foul language.
No.
Okay.
I'm censoring how I talk to people. And I don't know if I should be. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Because one of the best compliments I've ever gotten, and I get it very often, is you are who you are all right. the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you no matter what.
So if someone comes to you and they say, Brian, does this dress make me look fat? You're giving them a solid answer.
Right.
If they come to me and they ask me, Blake, does this dress make me look fat? No. Of course not. Of course not.
I think I need to work on my answer, though.
Mm.
And I think that's my problem. Like, I need to work on, like...
But not for people like me. You know what I mean?
Right, but how I say it, I think, is what I need to work on. Instead of, because my initial thing would be like, yes.
I think people like that about you, though, is you don't have a way of filtering it. It's because if you had a way of filtering it, then maybe it's not as... Here's a perfect example. Anne is really good at telling you the truth, but filtering it in a way where it sounds sweet.
Right.
And it's comforting to some people. And... You know, I know that when I ask Anne a question, I'm going to get something genuine.
Right.
Now you, and you don't mean to be harsh, but you're straight up with your answer. There's some people who need an answer like that, as opposed to a filtered answer like Anne will give you. They definitely don't want to come to me and ask me anything.
No, they do want to come to you because they're going to
they want
to
hear what they want to hear, right. Then they come to me, you know, like,
well, I mean, you can keep it real with. Like, yeah. You keep it real with me.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Sure.
So what did they say
about
me?
No one said anything about you in Texas.
What did they say about
Nothing.
Me?
Nothing. They said how great you were.
Anyway.
So happy to have you as a part of the cast.
Yeah, so like, and I don't know, what do, that is one of the best compliments that I've gotten, yeah. And I get it often.
Yeah.
You are who you are.
Yeah.
And
people like that.
Like,
not
you keep
a thing
it,
wrong with
you
it.
You keep it 100.
Well, 100.
100% of the time.
Yep.
And I try to.
Yeah.
No, actually, I don't try to. It's effortless. It's just who I am.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
But there are times where
especially
I do not.
Especially ministry. Like, you know, that's what people want too in ministry is a genuine answer. I wouldn't be good at that.
Yeah.
You know? That's why I
That's
play.
What got me in trouble a lot.
You say getting you in trouble. I think it was a blessing in disguise.
Right.
But I play the backbone, and I'm, I don't, there are some situations where I feel like I have let people walk all over me. But for the most part, I'm okay with people telling me what I need to do. And I will take instruction as opposed to making decisions, you know, just kind of play the background. That's just how I've operated.
You're a soldier.
But I don't mind, you know.
You're a worker bee.
So you were asking me earlier about some stuff regarding music, and I'm just like, I don't know, just tell me what to do.
Right.
You need me to do this, need me to do that, whatever. You know?
Right.
So because of that, now we know some people who I don't like conflict either, but I'm not afraid of it. I may not like it, but I'm not afraid of it. There's some people that we know who are afraid of it.
Some people we know who thrive on it.
Who thrive on conflict, right. Yeah,
and
that's
live conflict 24/7.
Right, and that's
not
good.
With their spouse and
that's
everyone
not
else.
Good. Yeah, that's not good at all.
That's got to be a horrible way to live. Like, I just like to argue all the time about
right.
everything.
No, that's
horrible.
That's so bad. Why would you do that?
And then there's people who like conflict come up and they're like, nope, going the other direction. Not even gonna attempt it.
Right. You know, everyone's personalities are different. Do you think that being fake at church, does that classify as lying?
I definitely think it is.
So therefore, are we sinning when we ask somebody, how are you doing?
Definitely.
When we really could not care less.
Yes. But here's the question. do people want that? Would people rather have that or have the opposite?
Right, right.
Nine times out of ten, they're going to pass.
Right. You know, does God pass it if he's like, well, it's church. It's a church courtesy.
It's a
Southern thing. It's not really lying, whatever.
I think God passes on a lot of stuff.
A whole lot more than we think he does.
Definitely.
You know?
Definitely. Because we're human and he knows we're human.
He knows we're going to be that way.
And we're going to screw it up.
And everyone's personalities being different too. He knows there's no set way of doing it. Right. So I don't know.
But it's hard. It's
incredibly hard.
It's hard. I don't know. I personally would rather have 100% genuineness all the time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, and I try to live 100 all the time. Right. But at the same time, I'm letting people pray over my feet.
Yeah.
When I don't want them to pray over my feet. You know what I'm saying?
Did you do the foot washing thing?
You know I did. I had to.
You did?
I was on staff.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
I had to do everything. And I hate people touching my feet.
Was that why your ailment was still prevalent?
No.
Okay. I mean, so you're good then.
Well, I mean, I had gout, for those listening.
The gout.
For like 4 years, and it was a lot of stress-induced gout. Every time VBS rolled around, I was in an electric wheelchair going around the church.
Like Professor Xavier. Because
my gout would flare up.
Yeah.
And Ann would be like, oh, isn't it convenient? I'm like, look at my freaking foot.
Look at this thing.
It looks like an eggplant.
But gout isn't
a continuous thing. Like you get flare-ups.
Right.
And I haven't had a gout situation since.
It's because you're living right.
Right. I'm living the dream.
You're living the dream.
For a long time. But, like, I hate people touching my feet.
Yeah.
And I had to sit there and let people touch my feet.
Mm-hmm. Wash them.
Wash my feet.
Yeah.
People I don't even like. And that sounds horrible, but
if that's
like,
not putting on an act more in any other scenario, that right there is the perfect example of putting on an act while at church.
Because I felt like I had to.
You had to.
Because Jesus would. Because it was my
duty. Would you be okay with Jesus coming and doing that?
I don't know, man. I'd be like, look.
Lord,
can we not do the feet?
Anything else?
Wash my hair.
Something. My hair, my back, I don't know.
Something.
Just
my hands.
Please leave my feet alone.
Right.
I feel like he would be like, Brian, it's good.
You're good.
I had no intentions of
right.
that.
I was
quit assuming I'm going to wash your feet. What's wrong with you? Well, why don't we take a break? Come back. I've got some facts and some psychological
warfare
things that we can talk about.
All right.
Hey guys, this is Blake.
And I'm Brian.
And we're here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Not Religious Podcast, and that is The Found Sheep. If you head on over to thefoundsheep.net right now, you can check out their great collection of hats, beanies, shirts, sweatshirts, things like that. Their hats are especially, especially dope. Am I right, Brian?
You are right on
point. That's right. And why don't you go ahead and tell them about their outreach there?
Yeah, so everything that they create is designed to point souls to Jesus and to remind believers that he is our good shepherd. Man, they give 10% of all of their profits to the local church, and another 10% provides outreach to people who serve in need all around the world.
Well, I'll be doggone.
That's right.
That's awesome.
An apparel company with a mission.
That's exactly right. Go check out their stuff. They got really neat stuff. And we also have a neat little promo code for all of our listeners today.
That's
Brian,
right.
What's that promo code?
If you type in not religious, that's not religious in all caps, after you fill your little goodie basket up with all of your merch, guess what? You'll get 10% off.
Woo! Heck yeah, dude.
That's just for our listeners. So thank you guys. Go ahead and check them out on the Instagrams and the Facebooks and help support the foundsheep.net.
Boom. Boom. So Brian,
yes.
This comes from theguardian.com.
What is that?
It's like a psychology thing, I think.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. Something along those lines.
Is it Jehovah Witness?
Maybe.
No, that's the Watchtower. My bad.
The Watchtower. That sounds like a Stephen King novel.
It's a Dave Matthews song.
Oh, is it? All along the Watchtower?
Oh, it's Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
But Dave does a cover.
Yeah, that's a crazy good cover.
It's good.
Eric, if you're listening, it's a hella good cover.
There you go.
And you know he's listening.
You know he's listening.
So this is from theguardian.com. So those of us who work with others, particularly dealing face-to-face with customers, like me.
Like you.
Know the pressures of keeping up a friendly smile. A company in China recognized this and allowed staff an expressionless no-face day when they could wear masks to reduce the pressure and help them relax after a year of smiling at customers.
That's awesome.
Right. So simply put,
your own mask?
I guess you could, yeah. So everybody's looking like Slipknot. In there. Simply put, living an inauthentic life can be exhausting.
Yeah.
So it truly takes a toll on you having to put on an act.
Yeah.
And you know the Chinese are going to do all kind of experiments.
Right, definitely.
And they're authentic.
Definitely. I wonder if you get to choose your mask, though.
Probably.
Or is it just like everyone gets the same mask?
Or just like a blank. That would actually be kind of scary.
Like the
imagine going into work that and just seeing everybody. I don't know what kind of workplace it was.
Everyone
but I'm imagining like cubicles and
a Michael Myers mask. Everyone.
Yeah, it's just like it's a horror movie.
Right. Or an anonymous mask.
Did you know, by the way, that the newest Halloween movie, all of it was filmed in Charleston?
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
And the sequel to that one.
You talking about the Rob Zombie one?
No, the one that came out last year.
Okay, yeah.
All of it filmed in Charleston.
That came out last year is the sequel to the first one.
Right.
Okay,
So they kind of retconned everything else.
Gotcha.
I
didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, all of it in Charleston. The sequel to that one begins filming in North Carolina this week.
Maybe we could go be extras.
If I would have known that they were filming in Charleston, right. I seriously would have gone and done that.
I want to go talk to the producer and be like, I'll get naked.
Right. You want to be naked? I could be back here.
I'm naked now.
I showed up naked so you could see.
Like, I'll do anything.
You want me to be back here?
I'll be in the movie.
I could be way back here.
Always wanted to be
in
the movie.
Or I could be over here. Did you want to be naked in the movie?
Anything, man.
All right.
That's probably like porn, but not that. I wouldn't go that far.
Not that far. Just be naked in a Halloween movie.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
I'd do that.
Right. Well, maybe we can contact the people and go to North Carolina. It's not that far.
Okay.
All right. So this comes from Psychology Today.
Psychology Today.
Psychology Today.
Scientology is not reading this article.
No, not today. So shouldn't we find people who care about our opinions more appealing than those who, by definition, do their own thing regardless of what we think?
Ooh, that's exactly what we're talking about.
No. Wait. And here's why. Number one, we are more likely to trust a genuine person than a fake one because we believe those who are true to themselves are likely to truer and more honest with us. No, I don't feel like I'm a fake person, but like we just said, if you want to know how your hair looks, if something matches well,
you sounded good singing.
Did I sound okay when I sang, yada, 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 go to Brian. Don't come to me. You know, I'm just going to try to make you feel good because I love you. So, number two, we often associate genuineness with appealing traits such as, I want to stop. I want to go back. So what if someone came to you and they said, hey, how did I sound singing the national anthem today at this chess tournament, Brian?
I would shoot straight with them.
Right. Because you want the best for that person. And right. I know you.
Yeah. It's not to cut them down.
Right. It wasn't the best. So if you work on this and this and this, the next time you do it, I think you'd be golden.
Right. Exactly.
See, like, I know that about you.
Like if someone, and Allie is a perfect example.
Yeah.
When she sings at church or whatever, and if I'm doing sound or if I'm just there, she'll ask, you know, this, you know, how did it sound? Or, and I have no problem being like, well, you were pitchy here.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, this,
but it's
that,
to
and
build
other.
Her up.
Right. It's not,
it may seem like a cut down, but it's to build
no,
her
no,
up.
No, no, it's
and
to
learn
bring
from
it to right. her attention yeah. or you didn't hit the harmony part here, mm-hmm. you know, whatever you, it's to bring it to her attention so she can do better.
Right.
It's not to be like, ha ha.
Yeah. You suck. That's my wife, and she's an amazing singer.
She really is.
I love her. I love her singing.
Perfect example is when we were in Texas, and she was practicing.
Ben Franklin.
And she was singing Philadelphia Freedom. And before we got to the venue to rehearse, she rehearsed a couple times in our practice area, and I told her, I said, listen, you're not giving it everything, and I can tell you're holding back.
Yeah.
You don't need to hold back when you get there,
mm-hmm.
Because we're losing you on the low end.
Right.
When she started singing low, we were losing her.
Yeah.
Because she was holding back.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem telling her that.
Yep. Words of encouragement.
I guess.
Yeah, it is, honestly.
Anyway.
So number two, we often associate genuineness with appealing traits such as strength of character and emotional resilience. And correctly so, as being true to yourself takes confidence, tenacity, and often even bravery.
Being true to yourself.
True to yourself. And then number three, we are attracted to uniqueness and individuality. Qualities genuine people usually have a lot of. So there you go.
Yeah.
You have a lot of
uniqueness
and individuality because you shoot it straight.
This is becoming like a self-help episode for Brian.
Well, here's the thing. Because you make the comment all the time. You're like, I'm a dick. You're like,
yeah, I mean,
you are, but you are.
You are.
You are. But you are two people that think that. But I know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
So it is, in a way.
I'm like, I'm a huge jerk.
I'm here to help you. And no matter what people said in Texas.
What did they say?
I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with you, Brian. Nobody said anything. A lot. so, I don't know. I think being genuine kind of comes differently for people.
Ooh, I like that.
You know? I have a way of being nice to people, but I don't like to lie to people. In fact, I'm not good at lying to people. I want to find the best in the situation, even if it is. Okay, for instance, if someone came to me and they said, hey, I sang the national anthem at the chess tournament, like, how did it sound? It sounded good to me. I thought it was great. Well, I know I messed up this part. I know I messed up here. Oh, yeah. I don't think anybody noticed it, though. You know, see what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to try to find...
Even though you heard it. And
right,
they messed
right,
up,
right.
You're going to try to find the sunny side up.
I wouldn't point out, yeah, when you hit that high note, it wasn't great, but the rest of it was great.
I can't even imagine you saying that.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't be able to point and pinpoint what was wrong because I feel like that would hurt the person's feelings. So if it's brought up to me, hey, I know I missed that high part and I didn't hit it.
So that gives you a door to say, yeah, but.
Well, hey, you know what? It's okay. You backed off the mic and it wasn't noticeable to me. And I have an ear for music. So yeah, I can listen to someone sing the national anthem and I can tell you whether or not it was on point. I'm not going to point it out to them that they didn't do it correctly. But to other people who are probably super patriotic and they're just thankful that anybody got up there and sang the national anthem, you did an amazing job.
Yeah.
And that's who it's for. It's not for me. No good, good and well it wasn't for me. Today's September 11th, by the way.
Oh, yeah. What do you say? Happy September 11th? Like, is that a thing?
I don't know what to say. A lot of people say stuff on Facebook that I don't think they mean in that sense either. I don't think they're being genuine.
No, not at all.
How many of these people have thought about September 11th
until
the past
today?
18 years, you know?
Except for on September 11th.
People forgot about it. Don't even give me that crap. You're not being genuine.
How many people know anything about it?
Right. And trust me.
And I'm not even talking about
the
rabbit hole stuff.
We're not getting into that.
How many people know how many people died or where the planes...
They don't know any details.
Other than the Twin Towers, where the planes went down.
Right.
The other ones. You know, how many people really truly know?
Right. I'm just saying, look into Dick Cheney. That's all I'm going to say. You can go back to our older episodes of conspiracy theories and get into that if you want to. This is probably not the best time, though. Give it a few weeks.
Give it a few weeks.
And then come back. All right. Well, you got anything else?
No. I just... Okay.
I love you, and I think that you are a genuine person.
This isn't a self-help episode.
And I want you to stop thinking negatively of yourself.
I don't think negatively of myself, but I constantly... I do constantly... evaluate myself, and I think that's
nothing
good and
that.
Healthy.
Yeah.
But you know, I just that was just really, really on my mind. I feel like this social norm of being nice, and that's what it is. It's just being nice. I think it's watering down who we truly are. And if we're really, truly supposed to be set apart from the world, I think that starts with actually genuinely being yourself.
Yeah.
And if you're not genuinely being yourself, I think it's hard to be that light in the world.
I'm with you. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. That was Chris Tomlin, right?
It has to be.
I think it was.
Probably.
Yeah. That's a good way to end it. That was good. We are getting more and more professional as we go along.
Are we, though?
Yeah. And because we're so professional, we're going to take another break to hear a word from one of our sponsors. And when we get back, we're going to listen to some music. Sound good to you?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Butt stuff.
What's up, everyone? This is Brian.
And this is Blake.
We are from the Not Religious Podcast.
Man, and we're so stoked to tell you about our new sponsor that we got for the show, and that is Agape Attire. Finally, Brian.
You heard the man, Agape Attire.
Yep. And if you go over to agapeattire.com right now and shop their catalog, use our promo code NOTRELIGIOUS for 15% off your order.
15%.
That's right.
You can't get it better than that.
You cannot beat it at all, Brian.
Don't forget, go to agapeattire.com, use the promo code NOTRELIGIOUS, get your 15%.
Dang.
We hadn't said that in a while. Butt stuff. It all comes back to it.
It always comes back to butt stuff. And
rich,
you know,
white
what?
Dudes.
Don't be afraid of
and
it.
And the fear of butt stuff.
Yeah. Don't be afraid of butt stuff. Brian, Muzak for this week. What you got?
All right. So
sugar.
I get in the car. I pick Alec up from youth group, which he loves, by the way. I love the fact that he loves.
Yeah, that's good.
He loves going and
that's
hanging
good
out with
buddy.
Yeah. Like he decides to go.
Yeah.
Like I don't make him go.
Right.
I used to have to make him go. He was at the church.
Yeah.
24/7 anytime I was there.
Yeah.
And he hated it.
Yeah. That's good.
And he gets to choose to
glad
go.
He's enjoying it.
Yeah, anyhow.
That's good for the little
buddy. And he's like, hey, can I play some music?
He asked me that the other day.
Did
he? Exact same way. Riding from the church to go eat Zaxby's.
Riding through this world.
Yep. Can you pass the aux cord?
Can I play some music?
Sure thing. In fact, I think this is a song that he played.
Oh, is it?
I think it is, yeah.
So, yeah, he was like, can I play some music? I'm like, yeah, hit it up.
Hit it up, boy.
Because I think I am the only one... of the dads in his friend group that is relevant. So I don't mind.
I think so, yeah.
I don't mind hitting,
hitting up
some current music. Hit it up. He starts playing this. And I'm like, yo, this is dope.
This is good.
And he was like, yeah, I knew you'd like it. I'm like, oh, your buddy thought of me.
He thought about you.
Yeah, so this is, I don't know who, I've never heard of these
people. I've never heard of these people.
Surfaces. Mm-hmm. And the name of this is Sunday Best. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like the opening to a 70s sitcom.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durban, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I'm feeling good, like I should. When in Durban, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Hey, some days you wake up and nothing works. You feel so
the bass line is
so good.
Fire.
I know it. Yeah, I've got some faith in what's coming out these days.
Yeah.
It took me a minute. You know, sometimes.
Me too.
Sometimes.
We've talked about that.
And I
like,
I
there's
know,
been nothing.
Right. And I don't know if it was equivalent to just getting old and just being like, I just don't understand. I still don't understand Billie Eilish.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's some good stuff that happens in the hip hop world.
Yeah.
Like Drake. He's
awesome. He's
got some great stuff.
He's wonderful. Kendrick Lamar is amazing.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. So there is some good stuff happening in the hip hop world.
Yeah.
Outside of that.
Yeah. It's painful. It's
Taylor
so painful.
Swift.
She was knocked off the number one charts. Did you see that? Yeah. Tool knocked her
good
off. And
Tool.
People were like,
who the crap is Tool? I'm glad Tool put something out, though.
Yeah. Who the is Tool?
I like that. We need to use that more often. We don't cuss, but...
I know, like, it's...
We need to use it.
I love a censor beep. I just think it's so funny. A perfectly good censor beep is a magnificent thing.
I need to put it on my
soundboard. Yeah, you need
soundboard.
To put it on yours. Yep. I don't worry, I downloaded it for you already.
Ooh. What are you listening to, Blake? Let me guess.
So, guess.
All right, what did you say at the beginning, at the top of the show?
Oh, I had a lot of, I'm going to like blow your mind with musical knowledge.
All right, so I feel like this will be a collaborative band.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a super group.
A super group.
And one heck of a super group.
And that's how you're going to blow my mind.
Yep. Telling you all the people that were in this band.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who you got?
So, first of all, you know of Mr. Tom DeLonge.
Oh, yes.
All right. Have you ever listened to Angels and Airwaves?
Of course I have.
Okay. So, for those of you who don't know, Tom DeLonge, lead singer, former lead singer of Blink-182, left Blink-182.
He's now an alien aficionado.
Right. In the midst of a early hiatus with Blink-182.
I won't say alien. I'll say UFO.
Ufologist.
Yeah, he's a
right.
Ufologist.
Yeah. He started Angels and Airwaves as a side project, as a supergroup with Adam Willard playing drums. Okay, Adam Willard played for a number of people, including Rocket from the Crypt, The Offspring, Alkaline Trio for a short period of time, and several other people. He's now in Against Me. He's played with Social Distortion. Anyway, he's got a long track record of bands playing drums for him. Had the bassist from the Distillers playing. Had the guitarist that was in Boxcar Racer with him and Travis Barker.
Nice.
In the day. And then himself. So there was your original lineup. Bassist left. The old bassist for 30 Seconds to Mars comes in, plays bass. The drummer, Adam Willard, left, started playing with Against Me. And they brought in a drummer who has been a touring drummer for Nine Inch Nails, for Paramore, and played with Lost Prophets back in the day. Still a mega super group, right?
Mind blown.
Right. So amazing. But there's a documentary.
6 Degrees of Tom DeLonge.
That's his show, right?
No,
Okay.
I'm saying like the 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So like you can tie everyone back and
right.
Hollywood to Kevin Bacon.
To Kevin Bacon. Yeah.
You can tie everyone back in music to Tom DeLonge.
Exactly.
You can.
With in fact, everyone from Blink you can tie back. They have had their hands in so many musical projects.
To even say hip hop.
Oh yeah, because Travis Barker has been in so many hip hop acts. Right. So amazing. What's the show that he's got?
Yep.
The History Channel show. Anyway, Aliens. Go look at check it out.
What is it? If you wouldn't ask me that,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'll think
about it.
There's a documentary called The Pursuit of Tone with Tom DeLonge.
Ooh.
That he explains writing music and writing Blink-182 songs.
Yeah.
Writing Angel and Airwave songs, stuff like that. I've never seen the full thing, but I've seen where he's done specific ones. There was one on this song called The Adventure. This was their breakout hit where he dives into coming up with, you know, the backstory of how it came together, where he was at in his life with the hiatus of Blink and where they're at now. And it's just, I've always heard the song and thought he was talking about heaven. So I was like, you know what? This dude would make awesome worship music. Going back and listening to it now, he is writing awesome worship music. So many people have copied this style. Anyway, I'm going to shut up.
Whenever there's a song that comes on Pandora that's like bad, I'm like, oh, he's talking about God. He's talking about God in this.
He's talking about God. Blows me away.
Really? Yeah.
He's talking about God, you know. Never mind that cuss word. Anyway, I'll shut up. I'll stop rambling. I can talk about music for days. This song is called The Adventure by Angels and Airwaves. Doesn't that sound very Hillsong-y?
Yeah, it does.
You know, Hillsong United.
If you take
type thing.
Fine. Out of it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Like if you were to insert Joel Houston singing the lyrics.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I've always said. I was like, man, listening to Hillsong United progress, I was like, this sounds like Angels and Airwaves.
Yeah. So yeah, but you take out that punk type singing.
Yeah. And he can never sing any other way. And he acknowledges it, though, you know?
Well, it all comes from the Ramones.
His Instagram is hilarious because he knows that there are so many memes about the way he sings things, especially I Miss You. So there's yeah. Do you follow him on Instagram?
No. I've seen the memes.
He posted a picture of like him back in like 03, right? So he's got his emo hair and his lip ring and stuff. And he's like, this shirt is available on tothestars.com, whatever. If you choose to do sit-ups in it, it's almost like my mouth is saying, where are you? He's like, hey, we played this show last night. Thank you so much. Hope you guys had a good time.
Times.
So funny. I love that he's acknowledged it.
It all comes from trying to copy that Ramones sound. Oh, yeah.
There's such a huge punk influence that carries over even into his Angels and Airwaves stuff where he talks about aliens.
Yeah.
You know, in space. Before we get out of here, I didn't have time to cut an ad for this local business, but we wanted to bring it to people's attention that M&M's Little Shop of Horrors is back open for the Halloween season.
We're going to go.
Yep, we're going to go. We're actually going to have the owners on the show in the coming weeks.
Oh, okay. You've reached out?
I've reached out. Yeah, they've agreed to it. Really nice. Interesting things that we want to talk about. Okay. So their grand opening was this past Monday. They are located at 5637 Broad Street here in Sumter. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday by appointment. If you're looking for Halloween costumes, Halloween decorations, if you are just a Halloween fanatic, it's a great place to go. I loved going in there last year. We bought some coffee mugs from there that we still use that are really cool. A few Halloween decorations and some things for the costume that we had. Go support local business. These people are great. Can't wait to have them on the show in the coming weeks as we approach the Halloween season. Yep. So, yep, 5637 Broad Street in Sumter. Their telephone number, if you need it, is 803-607-1108 or 803-468-5394. M&M's Little Shop of Horrors. Ooh. All right. Brian, Dust, do you have anything else to say?
Unidentified Inside America's UFO Investigation.
Oh, so that's what the Tom DeLonge series
History
is
Channel
called?
It's really good. Check it out.
Okay, on the History Channel. Okay.
And well, if you don't get the History Channel, hit me up, PM me. I'll send you my login. You can watch it.
Yeah. Perfect. I might have to do that. you can find us on the Twitter, on the Facegram. God, I did it. I wasn't even trying to do it that time. I read too fast. My brain is just too much for my own head. You can find us on the Twitter, the Facebook, and the Instagram. And Facegram, if that becomes a thing in the future.
We should make it.
It's going to merge. Just search for the Not Religious Podcast. We stay up to date with our postings, and we try to make you laugh. Leave a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast, especially on Apple Podcasts. Excuse me. It helps tremendously. Give us some stars. Thank you so much. We will read your reviews here on the show, whether it's good or it's bad. If it's bad, we'll pray for you. You're going to hell. We're part of the Coming Right Up Network. You can catch us on comingrightup.org every Sunday night, 5:30 p.m. While you're there, go look up some shows. You heard an intro from the Relevant to Our Interest podcast. I still need to email them our intro.
Dude.
I know. Sorry. Things happen, man. I'm busy. I'm a busy person.
You have to do that tonight.
I will do it tonight. And before we get out of here, I do have some advice for Christians. You know, you mentioned earlier about being set apart. This is just a little extreme. Have you heard about holy yoga?
No.
So there's a thing now called holy yoga, and y'all need to stop. That's just ridiculous.
Go look it up.
Yeah, so holy yoga, you know, it's all about exploring self. Well, that's a sin, essentially. So what they do instead
of... It's Hindu from...
Right.
It's Hindu.
It's got Hindu roots. Yeah. And, you know, they chant like ancient Hindu deities, right?
Yeah.
So instead of doing that, they chant Bible verses and they play they probably play Chris Tomlin in the back. And at this point, they're probably going to play Florida Georgia Line.
Definitely.
So I need you all to stop.
With the holy yoga.
In fact,
I'm going
to stop the music. This is a public service announcement. Stop it. Because that is weird. Anyway. I gotta work on that. All right, Brian.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's just go.
Be nice on to everyone. Note,
bye.
Pray for each other.
Pray for each other.
Tell people you're praying for.
Pray for me.
Definitely pray for him.